Okay, cool. We are good to go. We are recording now. So you probably saw from this title that we're talking a little bit about motivation here, a little bit about discipline here, a little bit, about some other things here that can help you to execute, help you to reach your goals that maybe don't include motivation or discipline. So, and this was all sparked from a conversation I was having with a client this morning and a little bit yesterday. Because this client, she has lost already in her journey, I believe somewhere around 70 pounds. Now, she lost probably about 45 to 50 pounds on her own, and then she was plateaued, so she joined the program, and since then, she's lost about 20 to 25 pounds. And so she's made some huge strides in her overall weight loss goal that she's trying to achieve, but she's probably about halfway there. She probably has about 70 more pounds that she wants to lose, you know, give or take, depending on how her body feels and looks and stuff when she gets there. And she's been really struggling lately with just kind of executing, right? Like hitting her calorie ranges, hitting her protein ranges, maybe hitting her workouts, hitting her step goal each day. She's been struggling a little bit, and it's been a thing where she's had a lot of life stuff going on, a lot of life changes that have gotten in the way, or if I wouldn't say gotten in the way, but have been, you know, some obstacles that have made things a little bit harder for sure. But also she's kind of been struggling just mentally finding that, and this is the word she used, motivation to do the things she knows she needs to do. She knows she needs to hit this calorie range, this protein range, this step goal and the workouts. And we know that that will work. It's just she's struggling mentally to get herself to actually do it. And even on days where she doesn't have a ton of obstacles getting in her way, just mentally, she feels just like she's, like I said, the word she used is unmotivated to do it. So this is something that I hear really often from clients, especially clients who have a big goal and they've lost a lot of weight already and they have a kind of a long way to go, and they're kind of in this middle spot in their journey where they don't necessarily feel as bad as what they did before about themselves, about their health, or maybe physically they don't feel as bad, but they also feel like they have just this big hill to climb to go in the opposite direction. And they're kind of comfortable a little where they're at, or they're at least maybe a little uncomfortable, but it's just a little and not a lot. And they find it hard to keep going. And this is something that I find so, like, happens so often with clients that have really big goals. Once they get about halfway, it's like finding that inspiration or that motivation to like finish that last half becomes more difficult. Because when you think about when you're in the beginning of your journey, if you're to a point where, you know, you're really overweight, or you're really out of shape, or you're really unhealthy, or you're just really unhappy with how your body feels and looks or performs, or you're just really unhappy with the way you're living your life, you're dealing with a lot of pain in that moment. And sometimes it's actual physical pain, you know, your joints hurt and things like that. But a lot of times it's a lot more just like mental and emotional, psychological pain of just feeling like you're so uncomfortable in your own skin. You're so, I guess you could say, disgusted with just the way you've been living your life. Like, you know, you could be treating your body, treating yourself better, but you haven't been. And you're just so like disgusted or frustrated with where you are in life, where you are with your body, where you are with your health. And you want so desperately to change. And like when you're in that beginning moment of your fitness journey or your weight loss journey, it's much easier to find that motivation to do the things you need to do because you have this like pain pushing you away, right? All the pain, all the negative thoughts, all of the, oh, I'm putting on a shirt again and I don't like the way it fits, so I have to put on another shirt and try on another shirt. I don't like the way that fits. Like, you're experiencing these things on such a frequent basis that alone, that pain, that frustration is enough to get you to take action. But when you take action for long enough and you get, let's say, halfway to your goal, you're not in as much pain. Like, you start to feel better and you start to feel more confident in yourself, more confident in the way you're living your life. You feel more confident in when you put, you know, a shirt on. Maybe you've even been able to go down a size or two in the clothes you're wearing, and you start to feel better about yourself. And because of that, it makes it harder to keep going because you don't have that intense, extreme pain pushing you in that direction anymore. And then I'm adding on top of that, when you are still so far from your end goal, it's like, well, man, I have this huge mountain to climb, but I'm comfortable now. And it's hard to get yourself to do the things you need to do. So this was like a whole conversation concept I was having with the client this morning and yesterday. And I think a lot of fitness coaches or other probably coaches, I guess I should say, because not all dietitians are coaches. Also, by the way, today, as I'm recording this, it's National Registered Dietitian Day. So shout out to myself and all the other registered dietitians I know. And, you know, even if they're not in the health and wellness space, you guys are incredible. But a lot of coaches will just tell you, okay, you don't have motivation, which is normal. You're not always going to have motivation. You just need to have more discipline and you have to implement more discipline, and that's what gets you through. And this is true to an extent. Discipline is really important in your fitness journey, and sometimes we just have to grit through it and do the things we need to do, even though in the moment they suck, right? Like, you know, there have been multiple days over the past couple weeks where I've just been so busy with work, a little bit tired, not getting as great a sleep as I normally would get. And I have to get my workout in, but I have all this stuff in my mind racing of all the things I need to do. And getting my workout in is like the last thing I want to do. And I could convince myself that, oh, I don't have time to do it. Or I could suck it up, bite my tongue. I don't know if that's the right saying, but and just push through it, which I did, right? Got it done, pushed through it. Use the discipline I needed to get that workout done. Or there have been times, you know, in my current fat loss phase I'm in right now, where I've just been hungrier, right? Like if you're in a fat loss phase, even if you're doing it the right way, you're going to feel a little bit of extra hunger. And there have been times where I just like, I would love to just get Chipotle for dinner, go over my calorie targets, but you know, I suck it up and eat a meal that fits within my, you know, calorie deficit or my fat loss range calories and do it anyway. And that's where discipline comes into play too. But I think sometimes there's an overemphasis on discipline, and there's this idea that you can just use discipline in every waking moment of your life to do the things you need to do. And I think that's entirely unrealistic. Discipline has been shown in so many people that it's finite, meaning that we don't have an endless amount of discipline. We have a certain amount, almost like a discipline tank. And every time you have to implement discipline to do something, whether it's go to the gym, hit your nutrition goal, choose the right meal, go for a walk, it takes a little bit of fuel, I guess, discipline fuel away from that tank. And eventually, if you're using discipline for every decision you have in your life, that discipline tank is going to run out and eventually you're not going to have any left. And maybe then it takes a weekend of just laying around on the couch doing absolutely nothing, you know, binging on fast food, and then that discipline tank refills. But if, you know, you spend so much time with that discipline tank empty, all those behaviors are going to put you in the opposite direction and reverse, you know, the results you might have made Monday through Friday. So we don't want that discipline tank to end up emptying. But we can't rely on motivation either, because motivation is very short-term, spur-of-the-moment feeling. Like, I could go and watch a motivational video or watch a motivational clip on TikTok or Instagram, and I might feel like really amped up to do something. But unless I take action immediately in that moment, like probably within 30 seconds now, 60 seconds, that motivation or that like heightened feeling that I feel from that video is probably going to start to go down. And even if I did take action from that, watching that, you know, exciting video or that inspirational video, if I tried to implement that strategy every time I felt like I needed motivation, eventually it wouldn't get me going as much. Like the sensitivity that I have to that video to amp myself up would go down. So this is similar to, like, let's say if you're, you know, you're going out with friends and you go to a bar, or maybe in college, think back to college, you go to a bar and you walk in and they have the music blaring super loud and it almost like hurts your ears when you first walk in. But after you've been to the bar, been in the bar for, let's say, 10, 20 minutes, the music doesn't feel as loud anymore, right? You aren't as sensitive to that sound of that music, to where it kind of just cancels out and it doesn't cause that like heightened emotional state in yourself. Same thing happens with like these techniques or these videos or this music we watch or music we listen to get us amped up. It may work in the short term, but eventually you're going to get less sensitive to it. And eventually it's not going to have that same kick. Same thing with caffeine, right? Like if you're somebody who consumes a lot of caffeine, you know, if you take a break from caffeine for like 2 weeks and then drink it, it's going to have a huge effect on how alert you feel. But if you're used to having a ton of caffeine every day, eventually that caffeine loses its effectiveness and how much it kind of alters your brain chemistry, I guess. So we can't always rely on things that are going to get us motivated either. So if we can't rely on motivation all the time and we can't rely on discipline all the time, what are we going to rely on to get us to take the actions that we need to take to see the results that we want ultimately and, you know, create the life that we want? And this is where I think having vision is so important. And what I mean by vision is having a vision of really what you want your life to look like when you reach this goal or what you envision your life to look like. So like, for example, this client that I was having this conversation with, there are multiple things that she wants to accomplish that come along with getting down to this certain weight. Now, we know like a specific number on the scale isn't as important, but it's mostly just her getting roughly too close to this body weight, which means her body is at a healthy body composition and overall healthier. But there are a few things that she mentioned in our conversation. One is she wishes to have kids in the future. And to have a safe, healthy pregnancy, it does help to be at a healthy body weight, right? She wants to be able to be active with her kids than when she does have kids, which means, you know, we have to keep ourselves healthy, keep ourselves in shape, keep ourselves at a healthy body weight, or, you know, we're not going to be able to stay as active. Another thing she talked about was ziplining was something that she has wanted to do for years. And the weight limit of ziplining has always been less than what her body weight was. And right now she's kind of right at that borderline of what the weight limit is. So she's unsure if, you know, if she's actually could do it right now, but she wants to be able to go up and zip line and not even think about it and know for sure she's physically able to do it based off of her weight. So those are just three examples she gave me, but I'm sure she could list out a ton more. But like, I encouraged her to really think about those situations, those experiences, and think deeply about them and picture them in your head, like to a T with every little detail you can think of. So for example, the zip lining, like picture in your head where you want to go zip lining, picture in your head, you know, what the place is, what the weather is like, what the trees look like, what the birds sound like when you're going zip lining, picture how like nervous or excited or anxious you might feel getting in that zip line. I don't even know what you call it, zip line, contraption, whatever it is, the cables and stuff, like getting hooked up to it. Like really imagine and like do a play-by-play in your head of what that experience will look, feel, smell, taste like when you're getting hooked up to that zip line. Just knocked my elbow against my table, but it's desk, but it's okay. Really picture that. Picture, you know, the air, you know, how breathing in that fresh air is going to feel. Picture who you're going with, right? The friends you plan to probably go with in the future, even if it's something you're imagining happening like two or three three years down the road. Think about who you're going with. Think about the things they might say to you to, you know, joke with you to maybe ease your mind if you are nervous about it. Think about all those butterflies you're going to feel getting hooked up to that zip line. Think about then once that zip line starts, like picture yourself going through that motion, through the air, picture the trees you're passing, the branches, you know, the weather, the color of the sky, the wind in your hair, the wind in your face, like picture all those things very detailed. And by doing that, if it is something that is going to bring you joy, what's going to happen is you're going to like internally in your head get this like almost like dopamine rush from almost like you were basically experiencing that moment in real time. And that dopamine rush is going to boost your mood. And it's also going to give you that inspiration. I like to call it inspiration instead of motivation, but inspiration to then, okay, like This experience is going to be so amazing once I get there and once I experience it. I'm going to, like, I know what actions I need to take each day. I know what my calorie range is, my protein range, my steps, my workouts. I know what those things are. And I know those will help me to get to this moment. So I'm going to do them today. And it also helps because, like, hitting your steps, eating, you know, the calorie range you need to eat, hitting your protein intake, the workouts, those things aren't exciting. Those things are boring, especially when to see consistent results, I mean, you have to do those things day in and day out for a long period of time. So those things aren't exciting, but having these moments, these very detailed moments in our head that we envision, give us that excitement that we can connect to these actions we need to take today. And that can help to give you that inspiration to, you know, get up off the couch. You know what? Like, I cannot wait to go ziplining and feel confident doing that and not be tied down by, you know, where my body weight is right now to do that. I'm going to get up and go for a walk. And, you know, on my walk, I'm going to imagine what it feels like to zipline and have that positive experience while I'm walking. Same thing goes for those other examples that I talked about with, you know, her wishes of wanting to have kids in the future. Like, think about that magical moment of, you know, finding out you're pregnant, or that magical moment of finally being able to hold your baby for the first time. Think about those things and how amazing those things will feel. And, you know, obviously, if you've had kids before, think about how amazing those things did feel. You know, if you're somebody who, you know, you've had kids and now you're at an unhealthy body weight for another pregnancy, but you really want to have another one, like, think about what that will feel like, you know, looking at that pregnancy test and seeing a positive sign. And all those emotions, all those thoughts that are going in your head of being able to meet this little human being down the road. Picture what it feels like to hold them, you know, in the hospital or wherever you're having the baby, and to feel like their skin on your skin. Picture what it would feel like to, you know, sit there and rock the baby to sleep or feed the baby, or, you know, as the baby grows old, think about, you know, watching your child grow, laugh, learn, and start to become a little human on its own, right? Like, I'm picturing my son and just how, like, amazing it is watching him. And it's crazy how fast they change. Like, people always say this. People always said this to my wife and I when my son was born, about just how fast the time goes and how fast they grow. But and I always knew it was going to go fast, but it is just insane. And just, like, 16 months later, how he's now running, literally running around and has all of these, like, thoughts on his own versus 16 months ago, he was a potato wrapped up in a blanket that couldn't move. It's just wild. Where was I going with that? Oh, just think about if that's a moment you want to experience, and losing the weight and taking these actions is associated with that. Think about how amazing it will feel to hold that child, to play with that child, you know, especially if you are somebody who you grew up with parents that didn't prioritize their health and they weren't able to play with you. And that's something that I think about too with my parents. My parents, you know, didn't really take care of their health much, and they had a lot of physical limitations. So they weren't able to play physically with me as much as, you know, maybe some other parents, or as much as I want to be able to play with my son. And that's, like, a big thing that I think about is, like, now that he's getting older, running around, him and I run around the kitchen, run around the living room all the time, and I chase him around. Almost every night before we put him to bed, we go upstairs and, you know, brush his teeth, getting ready for bed. And he, instead of going into his bedroom, he'll run into our bedroom. And him and I, like, have races back and forth in the bedroom for, like, 5 minutes, maybe even more sometimes, like, longer. Like, we'll stand there and I'll go, okay, ready, set, go. And then we'll run back and forth, just back and forth, you know, in the bedroom. And it's just so much fun. And I think if I wasn't prioritizing my health, wasn't prioritizing my body, like, I wouldn't be able to do that with him for as long. I mean, it's not that hard to keep up with running with a 16-month-old. Like, I can run faster than a 16-month-old, but I can just do it for longer because I am taking care of my body. And think about those moments for yourself with your own kids. As, like, if you want to be able to have those moments and be active with them more, Think about that and how good that will feel, and all of those positive emotions, that dopamine rush that you get from, you know, envisioning that happening, and use that to fuel the actions you're taking today. So in the beginning of your journey, you know, you can really use the pain that you're in to push you forward. But as you go a little bit farther in your journey, you have to really have that vision of what you want your future you to look like or experience, or the future you to be like, and really think deeply about those things and use those positive drivers to pull you forward then, instead of always relying on like the pain that you were in to push you. And I think that some can say that thinking about those moments gives you motivation. But I think those things that are really connected to your life that you really feel deeply about, I think those experiences, those moments, those thoughts, I think the like burst you get to actually take action from those, I think it's a little bit longer lasting than motivation. And that's why I like to call it more inspiration. Use your vision of what you want your life to look like, of what you want your legacy. I know it sounds like really deep to talk about your legacy, but like when you're getting ready to, you know, you sit on your deathbed and getting ready to pass, like, what do you want your legacy to be like, as far as what your kids will think of you, what your family will think of you, like what you will think of you? Do you want to have regrets of not being able to be as active with your kids for as long as possible, or as active with your partner or spouse for as long as possible because you didn't take care of your body and your health? Probably not. And so think about those really deep things. And like I said, really experience them. Like, walk yourself through them by basically doing a play-by-play, and do that often. And I did this so many times when I was prepping for some of these powerlifting meets that I did, specifically the last one I did back in January of 2022, I think it was. I think it was January when I did that. But I had this vision of wanting to pull 600 pounds, and my dad had passed just 3 months before that, and I had this thought in my head, I wanted to really pull 600 pounds for him. And I envisioned that moment over and over and over in my head, those 3 months after he passed, leading up to that competition. And even on the platform, as I was stepping up to deadlift that 600 pounds, I thought about him. His face was ingrained in my head as I was pulling the bar up, and struggling. He was literally the thing that was in my head. Like, when I had 600 pounds off the ground and I had it in my hands, he was what I was thinking about. And I ended up lifting that 600 pounds. It didn't technically count in the competition because my knees weren't 100% fully locked out. They were probably like 99%. But I use that example just because it was something I envisioned for so long. And I envisioned that moment and experiencing that moment for 4 months straight, almost every day, to get me to be consistent with my workout plan at the time. Because there were days where I didn't want to show up and I didn't want to deadlift and I didn't want to do my workout, but I did it anyway because I wanted to really experience that moment. And like, when you really close your eyes and take a second and walk through that moment on like a second by second basis of all the feelings you're going to feel when that moment comes, it makes that moment more real. It makes it more tangible, which then gives you more inspiration to do the boring actions that are going to get you there. And it also, like, it makes you crave that moment even more, right? Like, think about if there was this, you know, before you ever tried ice cream and somebody told you, hey, you got to try ice cream. It is amazing. You're going to want to eat ice cream every single day when you try it. And before you've actually tried it, you're probably like, yeah, like, I'll have to try it. Like, I'm sure it's going to be really good. But you never realized how good that ice cream actually was. But then you try it for the first time, and then you're like, man, I want some more ice cream. I can't wait to get ice cream again tomorrow, or I can't wait to eat it again next weekend. Once you experience it once, you crave it more after. And that's kind of what using this trick can do for you, is you can, you know, experience that moment in your head. And if you think deeply enough about it, you're going to evoke a lot of those same emotions that you will experience down the road. And then that experience is going to be just ingrained in your head, and you are going to be, you know, far more likely to want to crave that and do the actions, the boring actions it's going to take to get there actually in the future. So just some thoughts that, you know, I was having and some conversations I was having with that client, like I said, and I figured I would share because it's a different way of thinking about how to get yourself to do the things you need to do. So I really encourage you all to, like, if you have some kind of weight loss goal, fat loss goal, fitness goal, and you're trying to change your body, your life, and your health, think about, like, really what you want out of it. Not just seeing the scale go down, but really think about what experiences you are going to be able to have and fully enjoy and feel fulfilled doing when you get to that end goal, and think deeply about those, and use that as inspiration to do the boring things that you need to do to get there, or maybe inspiration to take the leap and, like, start a program, or take the leap and, you know, ask for help, get a coach, you know, if that's something that you've been fearful of or nervous about, you know, joining even our program. Like, use those experiences, those moments as inspiration to take that leap, take that action, and do the things, and rely less on the surface level motivation, or, you know, and, you know, only rely on discipline when you absolutely have to. So hopefully this was helpful. Hopefully this got you thinking a little bit deeper. But like I said, be on the lookout for some big announcements coming March 26th for sure, Tuesday. Really big one. If you're on my email list, be on the lookout next week. I'm probably going to put some clues out there for that. And also be on the lookout for another huge announcement that's going to change the way you might be able to work with us. So appreciate you all. Happy National Registered Dietitian Day, like I said. And I think that is it. So I will see you guys in the next one.